Hello, my name is Vicky, and I defended my PhD thesis recently. So my subject was mathematics. But in Ukraine, it was defined as pure mathematics, and in France, it was defined as applied mathematics. So I identify myself just like a mathematician. So the PhD I was doing, it was in three different departments same time. Two departments were in France, and one was in Ukraine. So I had different supervisors in each of those because I choose the team with which I wished to work. And it was sort of organized like this. So the problem we started with originally was the physical problem. So it comes from plasma physics. And there is a Grad-Shafranov equation. You know, you cannot just integrate it for any psi and f. So there are some ways to solve this in a numerical way, to have a simulation. So this is a simulation by Gloria Faccaroni. But we try to use some different approach to such simulations, to such estimations. We try to use the classical approximation theory to preserve the shape of the initial object. So they say that the classical approximation theory was around for a long time. It started maybe with Newton, maybe even earlier. And some people have questions. How can you tell something new in this topic? This is like very, very ancient one. And sometimes you have to collect a lot of results to understand a lot of papers before doing something yourself. Because otherwise, it was discovered a lot of years ago before you even born. So we found such situation when those techniques in approximation theory don't work for our case, even in one-dimensional case. So the original problem was a two-dimensional one, but the way we tried to solve it, it required like some different methods. And to begin with, we tried to use some like estimations of the error we have. So we tried to estimate the function from the space like this. Where this space defines such functions that have the derivative up to the order r minus 1. And the rth derivative exists almost everywhere. And the norm of the rth derivative in the points when it exists is smaller or equal to 1. So this is the space. And delta 2 means that this function changes its convexity in the set of points. We just consider all such collections of points possible. So we received some table for convenience to see how our methods work for different R, for different spaces like this. When we try to estimate the function from the following set by the polynomial from the same set. So this is preserving the shape. These results were obtained jointly with German Zubenko and Lyudmila Yushchenko. So also, it's these topics are highly technical right now because in approximation theory, you in mathematical field, like You have to do a lot of technical computations, and you have to work with some inequalities. So this is a list of the inequalities we are mostly using. I was trying to not to write like a mathematician, like theorem, limb, and so on. I was trying to be like a physicist right now. So this is a list. And we a bit upgraded with Zadek inequality because we can have some estimate for this CS of n. I have this. Because like all those three inequalities, they're exact. We want something like those three inequalities, but for the last case as well. And we did it. For the new parameters, for which it wasn't did before us. So sometimes in approximation theory, you also can have something new. This is not finished in 19th century. Also, one more difference between how mathematicians and physicists talk. The mathematicians usually put their papers in the end of the talk because it's more convenient. If you know, you cannot just write down all your proof, but if you have something wrong in your proof, your result can also be wrong. And usually people read the papers, and after that, they ask a lot more questions. So this is why I included papers as well. Before that, before doing a PhD, I was interested in fractals, I was interested in dynamical systems. So this is the reason why 3 and 4 is a different topic from this one. But 3 was a smooth transition from dynamical systems to approximations, because we tried to approximate some nowhere differentiable functions with something more simple, with something more doable. So we had the functions like from this set to approximate the normal differentiable functions, which are trajectories in this dynamical systems we were looking at. So let's summarize. At first, I started to be interested in fractals. Then I got interested in dynamical systems. I took some courses in different topics. I took even some courses in physics as well. But I'm an awful person to do experiments. Because I'm breaking the stuff which is even unbreakable sometimes. So I decided not to do it. But my supervisor from France, Walter Bacher, he sent me here to PI. He wrote me the recommendation and suggested I can go here to postdoc. So I decided that probably I cannot avoid it. And yeah. So it ended with approximations here. So what I want to do now? Of course, I want to move to some mathematical physics, let's say. But I'm attending a lot of seminars, including the seminar in cosmology. I feel like I'm interested because I like the pictures, but the way how the information is given is different from what I expected. Like always, because people just have some statements, they have some pictures, diagrams. There is no word theorem or no word lemma. But this is fine. Thank you.